You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Gary Joyner looks back to 1937 Texas and the New London School explosion.
1937 was a hard year across the country. The Great Depression still held the nation in its grips. Jobs were scarce, and even hope was often just a dream. But there were a few bright spots, and one was Rusk County, Texas. Oil had been discovered in 1930, and people there were fortunate to have oil-field jobs. The county seat of Henderson thrived, and with this economic upturn, the school board in the small town of London built a new school with concrete and steel construction, in large measure to meet the educational demands of the children of oil-field workers. The school's mascot was the Wildcat, not to recall an animal, but to pay tribute to the oil men known as Wildcatters who drilled the exploratory wells. The architect who designed the new spacious building planned a basement to house a new steam heat boiler, but the school board decided to go another route. Gas was plentiful, so they had workmen install 72 gas heaters. In 1937, the school board decided to hook the school directly to the Parade Gasoline Company's pipeline to save money instead of making a more expensive contract for gas. This was a common practice. It's interesting to note that at that time, natural gas was an unwanted byproduct, and millions of cubic feet of methane and heavier gases were routinely burned off. This gas came right out of the ground with no refining. It sometimes burned very hot and strong, and at other times appeared to be weaker. In most cases, it was odorless, and in all cases, it was invisible. A gas leak developed at the point where the gas line entered the New London School. It quickly filled up the crawl space. Students had complained of health problems, particularly headaches, for several days. Friday, March 18th, should have been a normal day, but it was not. The first through fourth grades had been sent home early, and a parent teachers association meeting was held in a nearby gym. Shortly after 3 p.m., a shop teacher turned on an electric sander, sparking and igniting the lingering gas. Witnesses reported that the walls of the building noticeably bulged outwards, and the roof flew upward and then sagged back into the school. Cars were damaged and windows blew out in nearby homes and businesses. The explosion was heard for miles. About 600 students and at least 40 teachers and staff members were in the building. Estimates of the dead range from 300 to over 500. Just 130 people were accounted for. People came in from the oil fields and nearby towns to help dig through the rubble, and this included the Texas National Guard and the Texas Rangers, as well as airmen from Barksdale Airfield in northwest Louisiana. Doctors and nurses, and of course morticians, came from all across the region. However, there was not much for the morticians to do. The blast disintegrated most of the bodies. The world took notice, and even Adolf Hitler sent a telegram of condolence. Today, a granite cenotaph marks the site. Did any good come from this horrible tragedy? Once the origin of the explosion was determined, the Texas legislature ordered that the chemical called thiols, commonly called an odorant, be used in every gas line to help detect leaks. Texas tightened the regulations on who could connect the gas lines and engineer hookups. The superintendent of the school district, who lost a son in the tragedy, was forced to resign. The safeguards we have with gas today are directly related to this incident in East Texas, and this certainly demonstrates that history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.